Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner is made possible in part by Kellitrin, which is the safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off. And also by Prevagen, keeping your brain healthy.
Some things are not worth spending a lot of time on, and we make that editorial decision, Jay and I. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with a couple of... You're going to love this. We had Chinese food the last night the kids were here, and so I have been saving fortune cookies. Let's see, here's one that we opened up last night. How about another fortune? Okay, so that one didn't work very well. Let's see, what does this one say? If you're happy, you're successful. Man, do I buy that. How many people think about their success as being monetary? It isn't always money. What's the old expression? Money can't buy you love. Here's somebody else's. Let's see. One must know that there is a path at the end of the road. That's very true, too. So how are we all doing? Speaking of my youngsters, both my daughter-in-law and my grandson have COVID. And as I found out, Brendan and I were talking yesterday afternoon, he doesn't have it. There's not one person in my family who's had COVID. Not one. Neither of my sisters. I haven't had it. My son hasn't had it. My daughter hasn't really had it. She thought she had it, but she didn't really have it.
That's
but everybody
impressive.
Else had it. So, but the fact that my daughter-in-law and my grandson, Jasper, have COVID, and the fact that they are, well, Sophie showed no real signs of it. She's okay. She's working and producing, but she tested and she had it. But Jasper, oh my heaven, he hasn't slept a wink. Because they tested before they went.
Mm-hmm.
They're always testing because they want to be conscious of what's going on with them and with other people.
Well, that's
so
smart.
When they went to the airport, when they left here, they tested and they didn't have it. And when they woke up the day after, so they went into the airport, they got on the plane, they went back to Los Angeles. Next morning they woke up. Jasper woke up in the middle of the night and was screaming, and he sleeps 8-9 hours a night, never wakes up. And he's been screaming pretty much ever since. If he's held, he's okay. This kid never cries. He wakes up in the morning, and if, you know, he's a little out of sorts, he might whine a little bit, but that's it. I haven't seen him cry about anything, and apparently he was miserable. He's got a temperature. So that's concerning, obviously, to all of us,
mm-hmm.
because you don't want somebody that's young like that, although the pediatrician said, but don't, you know, it's not something to be concerned about. You give him a little Tylenol for children and kind of calms down whatever the fever is there. This is just disconcerting, that's all. It just is disconcerting.
Yeah, it is scary, especially because it's when it's that like cliche thing, but when the people you love hurt, you hurt as well.
Yeah.
And it seems like with the younger children, the babies, the infants, and the toddlers, they're less concerned about the symptoms aside from the fever. As long as the temperature doesn't go above a certain point, it seems like there's no cause for concern. But even when it's not COVID, when a baby's sick, it's still so trying and worrisome.
Well, the thing that I thought about, and Ken Kronhaus and I were talking about this yesterday, he's one of the doctors that we feature here on the Good Day program. He talks a lot this week, and you'll hear this program over the weekend on a lot of these same stations and sometimes during the week, or you can get it, just download it at Good Day Show or GoodDayHealthShow.com. The information that he has presented about getting a shot has made me change my mind, or certainly think about changing my mind with regard to getting the next shot. Remember, I told you in the spring when I could have gotten another booster, I didn't because the pharmacist said, you know, there's really nothing different in this booster. And because you don't really know what's in it. And because your immune system is as strong as it is, he says, I don't think you should get a shot. Okay, so I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So now Ken says that the ingredients that are in the shots that are being administered now, that you see promoted everywhere, you hear the spots on our program and other radio shows, and you see them on TV, and so you think, okay, do I need to get another shot? I am suspect of pharma. I certainly am of the Moderna and of Pfizer, promoting it for their own benefit, even though if you watch the ad, listen to the ad, it sounds like they're talking about how wonderful it is for you. That's good advertising sales. So then how do you really make up your mind whether you should get them or not get them? And I trust Ken. I trust Jack. Jack Stockwell's the other doctor associated with this program, and they both have the complete opposite point of view. Jack wouldn't touch a shot if it was the last thing on earth. He would not do it. Because he doesn't trust what's in it. And Ken says that the ingredients that now are in the shots that you get are aimed specifically for Omicron, the BEA, what is it, 5, 4, and 5, I think?
Yeah.
So those are the main targets of the shots that are now available. Plus, he thinks that if you look at what's going on in Australia, that's a pretty good bellwether of what the flu season will be like. Most every year when the Australians have, remember their summer, their winter is when we're having summer. Mm-hmm. So they're past the winter that they're getting out of and going into their spring, where the winter has been tough. They've had a tough winter as far as flu is concerned. And, we know from the stats that 60, 70, 80,000 Americans die every year of the flu. Nobody talks about that, as it happens every year. It's about that many people die of a cold, of serious respiratory problems, because they get pneumonia, and that's the end of that. If you have a weakened immune system, if you're older, in your 80s, your 90s, or whatever, or even youngsters who have compromised immune systems, you're a sitting duck for stuff. So are we foolish not to get the shot? You know, when Ken came to me, I've said to him, well, what if there's stuff in there that'll bother you in 20 years or more? And he said, how old are you? And I said, okay, yep, I got it. So in 20 or 30 years, who's going to be worried about what's going on with me? And so that may be the right attitude for somebody who's my age. Mm-hmm. But what about people who are, you know, and by the way, what's wrong with having another 20, 30 healthy years? I expect that I probably will have that.
Yeah.
And so, there's a concern as to what's in it. But we were talking about Viagra. I remember when Viagra first came out. Oh, my God. To listen to the naysayers, you'd think, and they were all people who had nothing against having a good solid ability to make love. They were all these judgmental people who, didn't like sex to begin with. So what are you doing to your body was the question. They didn't really care what you were doing to your body. They just cared because they had this perverted idea of what, sex was all about.
Everybody wants to tell other people how to live their lives.
How to live their lives.
Whatever somebody's medical, one person's medical choices does not affect another person's medical choices.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is correct. So anyway, that's where we are with that. I think I am going to get a shot. I think to finish this story about the Australian flu, I think I will get a flu shot. I had one last year, and I don't feel like I'm going to get it. But the other side of it is, when I look at the fact that, maybe now that Jasper's had it, he won't get it again. But I don't want to take a chance, because I'll be around them all a lot this winter. I'm not going to spend the winter here. So I want to, this summer, the time that I've spent with the kids, and this is for all of us, for all of you. I have a very good friend here in town, and we share Facebook posting. We share a lot of things. We do a television program together here about local things that are going on. But he and I both agree, his one of his main motivations in life are his grandchildren. And he has a place down on the South Shore near the Cape, and he'll drive up here for an hour and a half just to watch one of his grandchildren have a soccer game or do that kind of stuff, because that's what's important. Hell, I'll get on a plane starting next month, Miles is going to be in soccer for the second year, and I remember last year going out, I'll catch the early Saturday morning plane and get out there in time for his game and watch him just club around and bang around. But just to see him getting that excited, that's really
so
kind of
fun.
It's kind of what makes us cook, what makes us tick. So, all right, so I'm going to get the shots. We'll see. I'm thinking about it. Now, Jack will get a hold of me today, and he'll try to change my mind. I'm sure about that. 17 past the hour. Coming up, social media is abuzz with rumors about what's going on with the Chinese president. You may or may not have heard some of the inside dope on that. We'll get to it. I want to talk about thunderstorm, not the fact that we had a thunderstorm that came through here last night that wasn't predicted, but the thunderstorm that will please you with the results. If you have allergies, no more. If you have things that are strong smellers in the air, last night I smudged my house. You know what smudging is, Jay?
Very familiar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So we changed a lot of furniture around here over the weekend before the kids left. We changed rugs. We did a lot of different things. And so I decided I would smudge. And so the house is full of smoke, and Daisy's wondering around, what's going on here? Why do we have all this smoke? And I plugged in the extra unit that I had of Eden Pure's Thunderstorm Air Purifier, and within seconds, all the smoke was gone. The good of smudging wasn't ruined, but this thing really cleaned up the air fast. So you know that you got an excellent product here. They have three of these products. I've talked to a guy who has them in rooms that are occupied, and the people who have the allergens or have an allergy to the allergens can feel the way the air is better and don't have to sneeze. So clean up the aroma, clean up the air, sleep better tonight. Here's what you do. You go to EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is Doug3. Save $200. Shipping is free. EdenPureDeals.com. All right, so let's figure out what's happening. What's your favorite story of the day? Who does it affect and why is it important?
I wouldn't call this necessarily my favorite, but I feel a little bit passionate about this topic because of a question I will pose after I get into it. But actor Alan Rickman, who has passed away of prostate cancer years ago, he has a diary. He kept a diary, and the diary has entries from the past, from the latest 25 years of his life. That's the span of it. Yep. And he talks about when he was portraying Professor Snape for the Harry Potter film series, and that after about the second film, he actually wanted to quit. He didn't want to do it anymore. And then
does he say why? The part?
Well, the book's not out yet. So his diary is going to be a memoir, and it doesn't drop until October 4th, but different excerpts and information has been released kind of as a teaser. So it doesn't fully go into it, but before his prostate cancer diagnosis, he does talk with discusses talking with his agent about possibly wanting to quit. And then he has the prostate cancer diagnosis, and it's an aggressive form of prostate cancer, and he's still doing the film series. Then he decides, and he really wants to quit at that point, but then he decides, you know what? So many people love this. This is their story. I'm going to keep doing it. And he keeps going through it. Now, my thing is, did he approve? Was there some conversation ahead of time where he's like, I have this diary after so many years, go ahead and publish it? Because isn't it such a private thing that even after somebody's passed, what if they don't want
their business.
Some of their information? Yeah. What if there's genuine secrets?
So who's promoting trying to get it published? Somebody in his family wants to make some money?
That hasn't been released. The book is going to be called Madly, Deeply, The Diaries of Alan Rickman. And like I said before, it spans 25 years of his life. And it drops October 4th. So if you're a big fan of his or a Harry Potter fan, this will be great reading. But it does pose that question of why?
Yep. How?
Is it right?
Why? Yep, exactly.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Yes, 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 yes. Let's undo all the bad stuff that happened yesterday, right? You want to make today a good day, as good as possible. Are you emotionally secure?
I like
today?
It.
Yeah. Are you? Are you feeling emotionally secure today?
Today I am.
Okay, good. Well, sometimes we do. Sometimes.
And sometimes you have to go half a day at a time, and there is nothing wrong with that.
That is true, right. Take a deep breath. And allow things. Warren Buffett said, you'll continue to suffer if you have an emotional reaction to everything that somebody says to you or about you. If you want to have the power, sit back and observe things. Use logic. You know, that's easier said than done, pal. True power is to be full of restraint, right? If words can control you, that means everybody else can control you. That's so true, isn't it? What's the old sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me?
That's, but words do hurt.
They do hurt, yes.
They do.
We get feelings hurt all the time. I'm a very emotive person.
Yeah. And you can use your words to build somebody up or tear them down. And what you do with those words is more of a reflection on you, not the person you're speaking.
Yep, very true. So don't put your happiness in the hands of somebody else. Maybe that's the message from Warren Buffett. Huh? Don't surrender your control to them. You be in charge. Continue to take action that crafts your life the best way. Hi to new listeners, Matt Hulander, Robert Boyce, Michael Studley, Alex Pena. How do you do? Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Good to have you on board. A lot of conversation about China today and Russia. I guess that's not atypical. But I found something that is disturbing. Another one of these Chinese things that is disturbing. Another reason not to trust the Chinese, because they have only their interests. And it's not even the people's interest. Although they need to get food, they're running out of food. The Chinese do not have enough food to make it through the winter. They do not have enough in there. They're trying to buy food from us, and they're playing games because they're trying to be hard to get, because they think they have still the edge on us, and I guess in many respects they do. Now, they've sent their fishing fleets off the waters in South America, off the coast of Argentina, Central America, Ecuador, Peru. And they're fishing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And this is, again, off the coast of South America. They are fishing. There are dozens and dozens of fishing boats there. They're depleting the fishing stocks that should be for the people of South America.
Yeah.
Right?
Stay in your lane.
Right. Well, they're not staying in their lane. They've got all these people. And this is sort of, I go back to this because you may or may not have heard me talking about the rumor that the Chinese president was under house arrest. And nah, that's not the case. This is a big rumor, yada, yada. But there is a lot of discontent now in China. And it depends on the age. I guess the older people seem to be more passive than the younger people. Kind of what is going on in Russia now. All of a sudden, the younger people that supported Putin don't support him anymore, because they've figured out that what he's been saying about the Nazis in Ukraine is not true. And so with the Chinese government saying, you know, the communist way is that the government controls everything. They control all the, and they've got kind of a quasi-communistic regime and reality in China, because people can own things. They can own cars, for example. They buy their clothing. You know, there's been a blending of capitalism and communism. And it has worked well for them until now. One of the reasons they have a problem, in my estimation, is that the rest of the world is getting wise to them and what they've been trying to do. And everybody says, okay, whoa, put the brakes on this. There have been a lot of benefits that the citizens have realized. There are fewer of them in poverty. There used to be, I remember maybe 30 years ago, maybe not even 30 years ago, when there was a, I think it was during one of the recessions, when, you know, something the Chinese don't ever want to talk about, and that's how many gay men there are in China. And these men would be in groups, and they just travel from city to city. They were homeless because the homophobia in China is legion. It is in Japan as well. Asians don't like gay people. They don't like other. They don't like. They don't whether you're a man or a woman. They like gay men less than they like gay women. But you know, there are whole hordes of men traveling from city to city trying to find work or trying to find survival. And they have had a tough time of it. Anyway, fast forward to today, back to the fishing business. The South American fishing fleet that China has sent over there is now a flashpoint that South Americans are really ticked off. There are some, you can see around the coast again of Ecuador, Peru, out in the Galapagos, say it again, Doug, Galapagos Islands, which is in the Pacific on the, if you will, west coast of those countries, the fishing there, the fishing fleets, hundreds of boats. And I think that we should know, we should be, are we saying anything about it? This is just something that's sort of come to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that the Chinese think that they have the, because they're the big powerhouse, so they can do what they want, go where they want to go, do what they want to do. And the people in South America say, wait a minute, no, you don't.
Well, and
but what can you do?
World.
It's international waters.
Exactly. And so much of the rest of the world has enabled the Chinese government to,
yeah.
I mean,
we're
we
our
have
own
so
worst
many
enemies
things manufactured. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is food for thought. There's no question about that. All right. There's a move in Congress to send $12 billion more in aid to Ukraine. Should we do it or not?
Do we know at the moment where everything is going? Have we seen the proof?
Yeah, that's the question. And there's no answer coming from the administration. Not a word. Some of the Republicans, actually, Kristen Sinema asked that question. Where is the money going? No answer. Well, it's going to help the Ukrainians. Okay, what are
but
we
how?
Sending?
What's the step-by-step?
Yeah, how? Exactly. What's the plan?
Itemize it out.
Yep. No answer. Zero. No answer. See, this is the kind of stuff that, although, you know, where there are Republicans and this is a Democratic thing, so the Democrats aren't coming up with the answers, you'd think it would strengthen the position of Republicans. But then there are Republicans like Marco Rubio, I always call him Marco Polo, the Republican senator from Florida, who may get his lunch handed to him by this woman who used to be a police officer, right? Val Demings. She's a Democrat. She's now a member of Congress. But the campaign is very, very, very close. These two are neck and neck. So how much time is there between now and the election? What, about 5 weeks? Six weeks, I think. About 6 weeks from now, the election. And if things keep going the way they're going, this woman might beat him. I don't know that much about her, frankly. I know that he's a boob, but the Republicans will do most anything to keep him in there because they don't want to lose the Senate. Well, we'll see how that's going to play out. Speaking of the things going on in Florida, Ron DeSantis, the governor, last week, was it last week or a week before the migrant flights to Martha's Vineyard?
Last week.
Okay. All right. So.
Now that I was it
was
last
now
week. It was this month.
Yeah, it was sometime. It was, I think it was last week or the week before. What's the difference? So I didn't realize, but reading between the lines here, the sort of rivalry there is between DeSantis and Greg Abbott. They're both Republican governors, but apparently DeSantis is taking shots at Abbott because Abbott has talked about running for president. And DeSantis doesn't want him to run for president because he wants to run for president. And meanwhile, they both have annoyed Donald Trump, who thinks he should be the president again. And then we have over on the Democratic side of things, the same sort of nonsense going on because the boob, and I say this, did I use that too much today? The Newsom, who's the governor of California, thinks he ought to be president. Can you imagine what America would be like if it was run like the state of California? And how could this guy get more than three votes anyplace outside of California?
Ed, that is really interesting.
Yeah. Right? I mean, think about it. What in the world would motivate anybody to want to vote for this guy?
But think about, and I know that we've discussed this and discussed the fact of not wanting to discuss this, but what if it were a Newsom-DeSantis election? What if that was the race? And that's those were the two people, because they are so polarizing yet galvanizing at the exact same time. And you would have people who don't like either which one, but voting because of they want their party to win, period.
Yep. It's all about parties. Has nothing to do with qualifications. They're both horror shows. Now, there are people in Florida who are listening right now and say, oh, we love Governor DeSantis. Look at all he's done. What's he done? All right. Right now, he's preparing the state for a pretty serious hurricane that's about to blow through there on the west side and up into the central part of the Gulf and up into the central part of our country. By the end of the week, it's what is it, Category 4 now? I think it's Category 4.
Yeah, and he got real hot real quick.
Steaming, yeah. But by the same token, it'll get once it hits land, it'll go away real fast because they can't survive. They have to have that warm water. Gulf water is very warm right now, and that's why it's built up to Category 4. If it went, as it went over Cuba, it lost some of its power, but as soon as it got back into the water, the eye got over the water of the Gulf, it warmed right up again. The water temperature in the Gulf is like 85 degrees or something, 90. That'll whip up the, you talk about whipping up a storm. Anyway, so we've all kind of jumping around here, but Florida is the focus, not only because of DeSantis and Trump, but because of Marco Rubio. It's always been an important state in politics, but very important this year.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We're the origin of thought for some people, right? Ideas, things that maybe you haven't thought of before. I pride myself with that sort of thing. When it comes to the same blah, blah, you got to get the blah, blah somewhere else.
Yeah.
We got our own blah, blah here, including some gossip about Mila Kunis. Is that how you put it? It's Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Ashton Kutcher apparently has had a health scare. She said that they've been trying to talk their way through it. He's got an autoimmune disease, which knocks out his vision and his hearing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he discussed this and was talking about how he essentially went deaf and blind for quite some time, and it took him almost a year to rehabilitate and get a lot of his senses back fully.
So why are we, why is it a private matter? But, you know, in an age where social media covers people when they burp and fart, how is it that this has been kept? I just find it
but
very interesting.
But this goes to show that celebrities, if they want to keep something quiet, they genuinely can.
Yeah. Well, I think he's okay, though, now. Is he not?
He's kind of recovered? Yeah, yeah. That whatever that flare was, he has this autoimmune disease, and so it'll typically continue
flare
with
up.
Him. But that flare, yeah, the flare-up was gone. Kind of like with Selma Blair, who was struggling with MS, had this horrific flare that almost incapacitated her, and now she's on Dancing with the Stars.
Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, I saw a promo for Dancing with the Stars. I think I recognized, of all the people that are on the program, I think I recognized two names.
Which
or
two?
Pictures. Now I'm trying to remember which two, and I don't remember. A couple of older stars. Who, do you have a list of the people that are on it? Does something come to your... What? Who's on there that you recognize? Maybe that's the better question.
I don't have a list in front of me. I don't watch it, but I have the ones that I can recall are Selma Blair, somebody from The Real Housewives of Somewhere, Jesse James Decker, who is a country singer.
Yeah?
That's all I got.
All right, hold on a second here.
Oh, wait, Wayne Brady. Wayne Brady is on it.
Okay.
Oh, I would think he would win because he's got some moves.
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of stuff lately, frankly. I've seen him do a lot. So here's how crazy this is. I just entered in Dancing with the Stars, and what I got was a promo for Disney Plus. Come on, give us a break, will you please, Disney?
Yeah.
You stick it in your ear, for God's sakes.
Anyway. Well, granted, it is on Disney Plus now. You have a couple people who are famous for being social media influencers and TikTok stars, Charlie D'Amelio and her mom, Heidi. You have Jordan Sparks, who was on American Idol and is a well-known singer. Wayne Brady, yes. Whom we've already mentioned. Gabby Windy, who I believe she's holding a rose in her picture, so I'm going to assume she's from The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Okay. There's nothing there for me. Not that I've ever really liked watching. The only reason I liked it is because Tom Bergeron was the host, and he was a Massachusetts boy, grew up on the radio here in the Boston area like I did, and I thought he added a lot because he's that personable. But after that, Gonzo was my interest. So it's great business time for Caledron. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right. And don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. All right, so here's seven-time NASCAR Series winner Jimmy Johnson announcing he's retiring, Jay. He doesn't want to participate in motorsports anymore. He went from NASCAR to IndyCar racing. Mm-hmm. He's only 40. Would you consider these guys to be athletes, men and women, like Danica Patrick? Are they athletes because they drive a car? How is that?
Why? It's still a sport. And it still takes a certain level of athleticism to control that vehicle. They're going at high speeds.
Yeah,
they have to have the wherewithal, the stamina. These are long races, too.
Okay. You've convinced me. Thank you.
The muscles.
All right. Yes, right. So anyway, he's retiring. And one wonders, does he become a commentator? That's what a lot of these people do that have been in these quote-unquote sports. They get jobs as analysts or commentators.
And especially some of the best ones, once they leave, it's like they either become, maybe he'll be a pit crew chief, but I could see him more so being a commentator.
NASCAR is now in the popular spectrum. I think is it Friday or Saturday night where they have NASCAR races on regular commercial TV? They used to be Saturday afternoon. Now they're at night. A special, there's more attention being paid to that. Melissa Etheridge also in the spotlight here. Grief over her son's death has been endless, she said. She had 4 children. This one son died of an opioid addiction. So how does a parent keep a child from being exposed to or becoming addicted to opioids? Is it there, whatever?
That's a good question. That's a good question, because one would think being engaged in their lives and paying attention, having the hard discussions would be enough, and sometimes it just isn't.
Well, Melissa Etheridge has been a pot smoker most of her adult life, and that was obvious to her kids. Maybe that was something that might, you know, but it's hindsight is 20/20, and what difference does it make at this point in time? Just kind of, it just brings back into fore how easy it is to fall into that trap.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Download with Doug and Jay Kirshner is made possible in part by Kellitrin, which is the safe way for you to lose weight and keep it off, and also by Prevagen, keeping your brain healthy.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.